We have the privilege this Shabbos to read Parshas Shmini. And in Parshas Shmini, we are told of the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, on a day that was supposed to be filled with so much simcha, so much joy, so much incredible happiness, for the inauguration of the Mishkan was unfortunately marred by the death of these two great men. The reason for their death, the reason for their particular or the nature of their transgression is subject to incredible dispute among the commentaries. But I want to draw your attention to what occurs after the death of Nadav and Avihu. The Torah says, this is in Perek Yud, Pasuk Tes, Yayin v'sheichar al teisht. Shmaruch Hu tells Aaron HaKohen, do not drink wine or any intoxicating beverage. Ata ubanecha itach, bavoachem al oel moed v'lo samusu chukas omun doroseichem. Shmaruch Hu tells Aaron, and to command for Aaron himself, and also as a command for his sons, that when you come and you serve in the Mishkan later on in the Beis HaMikdash, you may not drink anything. Not only may you not come into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of inebriation, which is obvious, but even if one drinks a relatively small amount of wine, a small amount of intoxicating beverage, so one is not permitted to go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. The great Tzaddik, Rabbeinu Pshischa, asks a very simple question. He says as follows. He says, Lama ne'esra alav shtiyas yayin. He says, what's the pshat ultimately again that the Kohen can't drink wine? After all, hare yayin goreim l'simcha, yet wine causes happiness, and as the pasuk says, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh, wine makes the heart happy. So if wine is in fact, again, a mechanism for happiness, then why can't the Kohen drink before doing the avod? Of course, we understand he cannot become inebriated, he cannot become drunk, that we understand, but why would even Ravias, a small amount of wine, disqualify him from engaging in the avodah? Remember, again, wine is part of almost every single religious service we have. At a bris, there's a kos yayin, there's a cup of wine. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a cup of wine. Marriage, there's a cup of wine. The truth is, even historically, the Gemara explains that at a levaya, when the avelim, when the mourners came back from the cemetery, they were often given a koshal tanchum and a cup of consolation. Wine is part of every single process. Sometimes it's because that wine itself is chashav, wine itself is important. Sometimes it's because we recognize that wine helps to fuel the simcha. We just came off of Pesach. One of the most dramatic ways we demonstrate our freedom is through four cups of wine. The Rebbe Rabbeinu Pshischa asks, if wine has such a positive association in Yiddishkeit, so then why would the Kohen be prohibited from drinking it before engaging in the avodah? And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, Ha'inyon hu, ki ha'kohen shenichnas la'asos avodas Hashem lifnim v'lifnai. A Kohen who goes into the Beis HaMikdash, who goes into the Mishkan, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes again in the Kodesh, and sometimes in the Kodesh Kadosh, in the Holy of Holies, Tzarech lekabel rikshus chedva vigil misimcha shal mitzvah. He has to be happy, and he has to find simcha, but that simcha has to be found within the service itself. That simcha must stem from the ability and the privilege to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toras Hashem tzricha lios makor hashra'aso u'ma'ayon simchaso. The Torah of the Ribbono Shel Olam itself must be the source. must be the source of his incredible simcha's incredible happiness. V'zeu shemekai mitzas Hashem yayin v'shechar al teisht. Tzarech lemale es libo simcha. So the Rebbe says something so dramatically beautiful. He says, yes, is it true that wine helps to create a feeling of simcha? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes. We know that from our personal experience, and we know that from the fact that wine plays such a central role, as we said before, in so many of our religious observances. But says the Rebbe, Rabbeinu Pshischa, so beautifully, that when a Kohen comes in to do the avodah, the simcha, the happiness that he is supposed to feel, should not come from anything external to him. Instead, that simcha has to come ultimately again from within himself. Specifically from what? That simcha has to stem from a recognition that he has a privilege to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That joy has to come from the recognition that he has the opportunity to serve before the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. That simcha has to come ultimately again from his knowledge that he has the incredible privilege to enter into the Mikdash, to enter into the Mishkan, to do the Karbanos, to offer up the libations, to do all the various forms of Avodah. That has to be the source and the cause of his simcha. If the kohen is allowed to drink wine, it's not the pshat that to worry the kohen is going to become inappropriate, or God forbid the kohen is going to become inebriated. We understand the kohanim would be careful with their alcoholic consumption. But the concern is, yes, the wine will bring you simcha. But when you go into the mikdash, when you go into the mishkan, your simcha can't come from something external to you. Your simcha, your joy, has to come from something internal. Your joy has to come from your neshama. Your joy has to come from your recognition that you have the great privilege to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your joy has to come from the fact that you recognize that you have the greatest gift of all. And that's the gift of relationship with the Divine. Therefore, says Rebbe Pshischa, the Kohen is not permitted to drink wine while serving in the Mishkan, and later on while serving in the Beis HaMikdash. And I think that there's an incredible lesson that comes from this statement of the Rebbe. You know, my friends, we are all looking for happiness. Everyone in life is looking for happiness. And the great challenge is finding it. The search we're all engaged in, the great challenge is finding it. And sometimes the reason why all too often we don't find it is because we're looking in all the wrong places. Sometimes we're looking for a thing that's going to cause me simcha. People think this acquisition, this thing, this possession, this will cause me simcha. This vacation, this trip, this experience, this will cause me simcha. Our things, our material possessions, our experiences are all beautiful things. And they certainly help to contribute to a happy and meaningful and well-rounded life. But real simcha never comes from anything you could acquire. Real simcha never comes from something that you will ingest. Real simcha never comes from an experience external to you. But real simcha only comes from one place. And it comes from inside. It comes from the neshama. And specifically, it comes from a neshama which is connected and rooted in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David HaMelech said, and I've probably said this over a countless number of times. David HaMelech says, Acho sha'alti me'is Hashem usa avakesh. Ribbono Shel Olam, I have but one request. What is the one request I have of you, God? Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Ribbono Shel Olam, just allow me to dwell in your house. Allow me to dwell with you. And the Malbim asks on this pasuk, he says, David HaMelech, that's the only request you have? What about health? What about parnasa? What about shalom bayis? What about all the other things that people ask for in life? And the Malbim says so beautifully that David HaMelech realized that when you have shifti beveis Hashem, when you have a meaningful and passionate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have everything else. It doesn't mean that everything else is okay. It doesn't mean that everything else falls into place exactly the way that you want it. But it means that when you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ultimately, again, that grounds you. And when you are grounded, you are able to navigate all of the other complex situations in life. And if we take that idea, we could extend it a little bit and to say that when you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you have simcha. That's when you have joy in life. No, it does not mean that if you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's smooth sailing through life. It doesn't mean that everything goes according to plan exactly how you wanted it. But it means that you've tapped into that which gives man true simcha, true happiness in life. There are a lot of things in life that can give us pleasure. A lot of things that can give us pleasure. Possessions give us pleasure. Vacations give us pleasure. Material acquisitions give us pleasure. These things give us pleasure, and it's okay. Those are permissible pleasures. But we have to distinguish between pleasure and happiness. Happiness only comes from one place, from inside, from my neshama. And my neshama only derives happiness if it's connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Where there is connection, there is happiness. And where there is simcha, that simcha permeates into every aspect of my life. Therefore, says the Rebbe, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell Aaron HaKohen. This is not simply a prohibition for Kohanim. This is a lesson for Klal Yisrael. Yayin v'sheicher al teisht avto uvanecha itcha bavoachem oal moed. Aaron, you and your sons cannot drink wine when you come to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? I'm not afraid you're going to become drunk. I'm not afraid you're going to become inebriated or inappropriate. Chas v'shalom, your kohanim. But I know that when you drink that wine, you're going to feel happy. But that's an external happiness. I need you when you enter into the Mishkan, when you enter into the Mikdash, to find true happiness. The happiness within. But it's not just a lesson for kohanim. It's a lesson for us as well. We have to stop running around trying to find happiness in all the things that are external to us. Happiness only comes from within. Happiness only comes from the neshama. Happiness only comes from a true, meaningful, and fulfilling relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it's in these days of Sfira that we're working up towards Kabbalah Satorah. We're working up, we're preparing ourselves to re-experience our own Kabbalah, our own Sinaitic revelation. And it's in these days of the Omer, which again are fraught with all of their own complexities and historical tragedy, that we're also looking for happiness. We're always looking for happiness. Man is engaged in the consistent and constant pursuit of happiness. Yet so many of us don't reach it. So many of us never achieve it. And it's time that we recognize that it's because we're looking in all of the wrong places. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Kohanic vision to stop looking for happiness in the things outside of us, to give us the strength to start looking for happiness inside of us, and give us the wisdom to find that happiness by achieving and maintaining a beautiful, passionate, and meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a beautiful and restful Shabbos Kodesh.